My Uncle Bob was really the first in introducing me to hospice and palliative care, because I was a baby nurse way back. In 1987 is when Uncle Bob got ill with pancreatic cancer. And I was in Seattle at the time. I had gone to the University of Washington for my nurse training, and I had just finished graduate school. And I remember going down to visit my folks in California when we got the call that Uncle Bob had just been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So I zoomed back up to Seattle, because that's where he received all his health care, was in Seattle. And the next 9 months, which was the time frame from his diagnosis to his death, were a very up and down road. It was where there was no palliative care. Palliative care did not exist at that time. And Bob really wanted to go home and to be able to die in his home. And so I promised both Bob and Dixie that we would make that work. So initially, Bob got home with Dixie alone. We got him on the plane. I got him to the airport, and he got home. He was exhausted. And it was, I think, about a week later when Dixie called me saying, it's time, I need your help. And it was a very life-changing experience for me to come and to take care of him. I remember flying into Petersburg, and the first thing they did when I got off the plane was take me to the hospital to pick up morphine so I could get his pain better controlled, taking the ride, the boat ride across the straits to his, you know, he had a beautiful home on the island.
And this is on Kuprinov?
Yes, it is. And he had just finished building that 2.5 years before, and he was so proud of that house. And it was so sad for him that he was given this diagnosis and wasn't going to enjoy a longer and, you know, retirement phase in his life. So getting there, we, you know, took care of Bob. It was a week of my time. I asked for extended time from work to stay with him. And it was a very powerful experience for me taking care of Bob, because I learned so much from him, and I learned so much about end of life and what it means. And it really expanded my spiritual beliefs and what I believe life hereafter, whatever you think that is. He gave me some pretty powerful messages, and I know he's in a good place and safe. And so Bob was my really initiation into hospice and palliative care, and it really changed my professional career from then on. I was always trying to figure out, how do I get back into this care when I'm really a pediatric nurse of sorts? And I really worked and focused and got myself back on track to where I really want to be, and it's my passion.
You were,
and then
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and then I was just going to say that Dixie, you know, 3 years later had a different type of story. For she had been diagnosed with breast cancer and thought she was just coming down for a routine visit and appointment to Seattle to be checked out, and was found to have lymphoma, so a spread of her cancer. And her stay was a very long stay in the hospital, which really doesn't happen in today's world, but this upcoming weekend will mark, she died in 1991 on the 21st. And so I was with her in the hospital setting and making sure that she was comfortable, that were we still doing treatments that we should be doing, or should we discontinue them? Are we prolonging her death process? And she was very, very comfortable when she died. So both of them, you know, we then came, I came up to Petersburg after Dixie's death, and we helped settle out her estate and such. So Petersburg is very near and dear to my heart, and I'm really looking forward to this trip.
This 2-day course, as I understand it, is for healthcare providers, but members of the public and family members might be able to get something out of it if they listen in?
Oh, I think it would be wonderful. I encourage anyone who wants to come to listen to this. Yes, you're correct. It is directed at healthcare, because we talk a lot around medications and that help with pain as well as symptom management. But there are a couple chapters in there that might help bring greater understanding for people, which I am always a believer in educating the community about what is the difference between palliative care, what is hospice care. And the very first chapter is a very introductory discussion. It's about an hour and a half around in time. I give a video clip with that that's on the very first day. There, on the last day, there's a chapter around grief and bereavement that may help some people. Communication, I think we could always, all of us could improve on communication. So there are various chapters that I think anyone's welcome to all of it, but I think, you know, that there are certain chapters that are very, would be very beneficial for the community as well.